God bless you all. Minister Dave here to tell you about Bikram as the tradition of first fruits. Bikram, known as the tradition of offering of the first fruits, is an ancient practice rooted in gratitude and giving as outlined in the Bible. This tradition entails selecting the initial ripe fruits of one's harvest and dedicating them as a gift rather than for personal consumption. This act served as a heartfelt acknowledgement to God for the abundance received, symbolizing appreciation and thankfulness for his provision. The practice is detailed in scriptures, notably in Exodus 23:19 and Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1 through 11, which describes the process of gathering the first fruits, presenting them at a place of worship, and commemorating God's deliverance and blessings. This tradition was not solely about the act of giving, but also about strengthening the bond between individuals, their faith, and the land, fostering a sense of community and shared blessings. The Bikram, or first fruits offerings, encompasses much more than a mere expression of thanks for the harvest. It embodies a profound prophetic message, signaling hope and faith in future blessings and abundance. This act of presenting the first yield as an offering is not only about gratitude, but also a declaration of trust in God's ongoing provision. It marks a symbolic acknowledgement of divine sovereignty and the fulfillment of promises made to the Israelites. This ritual weaves together a tapestry of symbolic actions that carry deep prophetic meanings, merging the act of giving thanks with the remembrance of God's past rescues and sustained support. The Bikram transcends a simple Thanksgiving ritual for the harvest, serving as a profound gesture that acknowledges God's supreme power and the realization of his promises to his people. It is prophetic in nature, reinforcing the endurance bond between God and his followers and the continual manifestation of his commitments. Through this ceremonial offering, the Israelites not only expressed their immediate gratitude, but also commemorated the landmark events and figures pivotal to their faith's history. These references to foundational blessings within the faith's narrative underline the Bikram's role as a fast, forward-looking act of faith, symbolizing the first of many blessings expected with confidence from God. Although similar in the aspect of giving, Bikram differs significantly from tithes and offerings. Bikram focuses on the first fruits of the harvest, symbolizing the initial and best portions of one's labor offered in gratitude. In contrast, tithes pertains to allocating a specific portion, typically one-tenth of one's earnings or produce, to support communal and religious needs. This distinction underscores the unique purpose and meaning behind each practice, highlighting the varied ways of expressing thankfulness and supporting the community. The Talmud elaborates on the practice of the Bikram, recommending a donation range between 1/40th to 1/60th of the harvest, reflecting a balance between generosity and personal sustenance. This guidance illustrates the thoughtful approach to giving, ensuring the offerings are significant yet considerate of individual capabilities. The Talmud's discussion in Bikram further deepens our understanding of its spiritual and communal implications, emphasizing the values of gratitude and contribution to the broader societal fabric. Yes, you're correct. The Mishnah in Tractate Termot 4:3 discusses the various acceptable proportions for the Termot offering, which is a separate type of offering from the Bikram first fruits, but is similarly related to agricultural produce. According to Jewish law, the Termot offering, which was given to the priest, could vary in size. The minimum amount that could be offered was indeed considered to be a 60th part of the harvest. This was seen as an act of generosity, with the understanding that one could give more if they were able to or felt moved to do so. The practice emphasized the importance of supporting the religious leaders of the community and acknowledging God's providence. In contemporary Christian context, the essence of Bikram has been adapted to align with modern practices and beliefs. Instead of agricultural offerings, believers might dedicate symbolic firsts, such as earnings or time to express gratitude and reliance on divine provision. This adaptation retains the core principles of Bikram: gratitude, recognitions of blessings, and the act of giving, with emphasis on the intention and faith underlying the offering. Through such practices, the timeless values of Bikram continue to resonate, fostering a culture of thankfulness and generosity within the community.